The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA, and today is March the 29th, 2016. It is a Tuesday. Hopefully everything is going well with you all, and we have a live show for you today. And definitely before we get started, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Make monetary donations, donate your time, donate your professional services, donate whatever it is that you can. Have events that can feature Black Talk Radio Network, because it's so important that we do, so that we can establish our overall collective prudence and decide in the way in which we want our overall lives to be lived and not to be dictated to by someone else. So very important that we do that. And we have to ensure that Black Talk Radio Network grows, because it's one of the few networks that we have, and is one of the few real media outlets that are not driven by the propaganda of the overall paradigm that controls people. So, you know, we don't have any real journalists anymore. What we do have is pure propaganda that is being spewed out throughout the airwaves, because that was the system that the people that control our everyday lives in so many dramatical ways, in very minute ways, want it to be. And it's that way because we allow it to actually exist. They can create it, but it doesn't have to exist. And we've allowed too many things to exist based out of ignorance and not knowing what is going on and how these things are affecting us all. And we are surrendering our sovereignty, our self-determination, and our free will to different entities that do not have our best interest at hand. So Black Talk Radio Network is one of the very few. There are some others, but this is one that is ours and makes it even much more rare and much more precious than a lot of the other ones, because we do not have any real journalists and outlets for our people to speak freely and to decide on a direction in which they want to go without the influx and without the overall influence of the mainstream propaganda. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network with as much as you possibly can so it can grow. So with that being said, also, everyone, we have our precious metals training classes that are going on, doing very, very well. If you're interested in getting into that, you will learn the actual precious metals. You will learn the history of them. You will learn the intrinsic value of it. You will learn how to leverage with it. You will learn how to gain interest with it. It is a great, great class. Many people are in it and doing real well, and they're surprised at overall what they've been learning from that. And if you are interested, you can contact me. You can text me at 951-790-8330, or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. If you would like to do that, if you're interested, it's $25 a month, and you will get the full precious metals class, and it's going to turn into a preparedness training course that you all can engage in. It's so, so important that we do that so we can be ready for the different events that are going to continue to unfold, and so that they do not catch us in a position of disadvantage, which they will catch us if we do not prepare accordingly to what the overall threats to our sovereignty, our self-determination, and our overall free will. So important. So you can check us out there. And also we have within where you can actually learn how to trade in the Forex market, and you can earn while you learn. Since we've been doing it, I know, you know, we gave last week, I really wasn't there that much because of just some time off. But during that week, someone was able to, from just some of the things that we were looking at within the Forex market, they gained $300 one day. And that was a great profit taking opportunity, and they seized on it, and they were actually able to do a whole lot more. But I think things got kind of where I think they may have just took the profit and didn't get back in. But if they would have continued that trade, they would have done even more. And then today, wow, they would have done, they did exactly as another trade that we were looking at, did phenomenal today. And not quite sure how much the one individual was able to gain, but I'm pretty sure from what I'm thinking, they probably were able to do the exact same thing. And this is all things that you could be doing and learning how to trade in the Forex market and through iMarketsLiveInternational.com. And then the thing that is really puts the icing on the cake is that it has a referral program where it will pay you for the people that you refer. And this is outside of the trading itself, which is very, very well. I'm pleased with it. It does work. And it's an opportunity, like I said, is an opportunity for you to fire your boss and to get into this and understand how to actually engage in the Forex market. Is something that you definitely want to do, because regardless of what the economy does, you can be on the right side of that pattern and that trend to gain cash from it, so that you can prepare, so that you can service your bill, whatever your bill service is, so that you can actually get out of contractual debt. Then you can move into actually, because a lot of people don't realize, just because you pay off your bills or your obligations that are contractual wise doesn't mean you're out of debt at all. If you save in cash, you are in the worst form of debt. But then you can actually transfer that cash into real resources, so that you can start to become a prodigious saver and still maintain your quality of life, your standard of living, and even increase on that, and actually position yourself to have leverage in the future for what is going to be very, very important. So if you're interested in that, individuals in the group are doing very, very well. I did well. I didn't do today wasn't as good of a day for me, because I lost a little because I stayed in the trade a little too long because I was busy doing other things. But that was okay. That comes with the territory. So I wasn't really too concerned about that, but it wasn't a major, so not really worried about it. But still, we're doing very well there. If you'd like to get involved in that, definitely you can go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com and you can sign up there. And then once you do, definitely text me, 951-790-8330, so that you can engage with us on a daily. We meet daily, sometimes twice a day, when time permitting or schedule is permitting, we will do that. But the group is doing well and is going to be growing, and would love to have you a part of it all. So very, very important. And I'm very pleased at the overall outcome of what the potential is there and what people have already gained from that position there. So also, everyone, go to check out us on Facebook. Check out us on our Facebook page, and that's THANDO Radio Show on Facebook, and check out some of the postings that we have there and some of the articles that we put there. If you'd like to make a comment, if you would like to ask a question, or if you want to refer something that you think we should be talking about on Tando Radio Show, you could do it there definitely, and we will definitely check it out. So let's go to our Facebook page and check out some of the having a little feedback here, I think. Okay, we're good now. And check out some of the articles that we have posted there. 1 second. Moving a little slow. Here we go. Okay, first article. Man, this article was really, really telling. This one has to do with mainstream media. And this was the article. World-class journalist spills the
muted
admits mainstream media is a is completely fake. And basically what this journalist was saying was that they were publishing works for the intelligence agency over carrying news. Who's surprised about that? Because if you really look at it, the overall mainstream media with all of its television stations and all of its advertising and all of its infrastructure is actually in place as a propaganda machine for the overall positions of power that control the general population of this globe, the people. And they put that system into place because it's a very effective one. But check out this article. What I said in this, you should know that this hasn't changed, but has only gotten worse. Who do you think this who didn't think that this was real? That mainstream media worked for the intelligence agency. One mainstream network out of Atlanta admits operatives on air. Oops, let me pull this up real quick. One mainstream media network out of Atlanta has admitting operatives on air all the time in plain sight because they know people won't put the two together. The Cerebral Naive Network, in parentheses, you can see what that means, CNN, doesn't report the news. They carry propaganda mainly first and foremost. Very, very true. And this is some of the validation. And I tell you, all of this is coming out because of the purge that is going to happen. They are going to start to bring all of the fraud that all of the massive amount of frauds in all of the industries. They're going to bring it to the world's court of opinion. And they are going to allow the world to convict the Western style of living in the Western style of organized crime, because everyone in the world at the appropriate time is going to be victimized from it. And I believe it's going to start in Europe and then spread to the other parts of the world, and is going to really take hold here in what they call the United States, and is going to be extremely brutal. And this is all by design. And these are the indications to substantiate and validate just those happenings. So check out this article, really telling. Then the next article that comes is actually related to that one. And that one came from globalresearch.com. That's globalresearch.com. Then the next article, which is definitely related to that one, actually comes from humanreference.com. And this one is very, very telling. This talks about some of the operations that Operation Mockingbird. And this is the CIA and mainstream media, 50 facts the world needs to know. Humans are free. So, but check out this article. Now, let me tell you what's so important about this article. Let me pull this up. Kind of got lost here for a second. Why is this so important? Because these are operations that they are admitting to. This is no longer anyone that ever talks about conspiracy theories is someone that is not in the know as to what's going on. They admit these things now. Why? Because they want to admit these things because it's a part of their overall control mechanism, so that when they actually do bring the collapse that they want to have in a common man's economy, your economy, then they will say that they told you that these were the things that were going to happen. They gave you fair warning. You didn't listen. And now look at where you are now. And because of that, what they're going to have to do is to ensure that this never happens again. And they're going to have to put into place policies and procedures so this can never happen again. But in doing that, you are going to have to give up something. And what you're going to give up is your soul. Now, this article is very, very critical, and it's very important. This is one you should be sharing. This is one that you should be saving. This is one that you should be distributing to people that you care about. Why is this so important? Because it talks about the CIA Operation Mockingbird and all of the other instances where mainstream media is actually, there is no such thing as mainstream media. It's nothing more than the Central Intelligence propaganda machine. And that's what this is all about. And if you look at some of the things, we can't go over all of them. I would love to go over all of them one day, step by step, because they're just that important, and we will do that. Oh, I'm sorry, the name of the where this came from is humansarefree.com. So I want to go over all of these at the appropriate time, because they have some things in here that you should know, and they actually give you indication as to where things are going to be going in the future. I've always said they always tell you before they do certain things, and they're giving you major, major hints, clues, and they're giving you indication as to what the intentions are here. Very good article, one you don't want to miss on. This is a must read, this article. Very, very important. So check out that one. Then we're going to take a look at it one day in Tando Radio Show, where we'll just spend the whole show on this because it's just that important. Then the next article comes from naturalblaze.com. It says 55 pieces of Monsanto's corporation history we're not supposed to think about. And my commentary is, Monsatan is what I call them. And if you look at these things, and let's go over them real, real quick, because it's not going to take us much time. Let me take a look at this, see if we can open this up real quick, and then take a look at these five things. If not, we will also come back to this one, also very, very important. And of course, it's taking its time opening up for me, but that's okay. We get along because we have to. We go right along. Okay, so this article is another major one, and this is, why is this so important? Because it's not just Monsatan. There are many corporations that are, what we're living in now is the ultra fascist state, where corporations dictate the overall direction of the human experience in all facets, other than those individuals that refuse to participate in their decisions and under their influence, or refuse to play by their rules. And this is very, very important. So let's check out what it says. Monsanto was first produced was a toxic chemical and sweetener called safrium. Next, number two, Monsanto had evidence of toxic BCP. Hid evidence of toxic BCP. Next one, Monsanto helped develop the atomic bomb during the Manhattan Project. Very, very important. These corporations have been around for a very, very long time. Next one, Monsanto's Agent Orange is still devastating Vietnam. Friends of Monsanto's, which is basically what I call Monsatan, fake studies claiming aspartame to be safe. So those are the five things that they don't want you to know about Monsatan Corporation, because this is one of the corporations that is directly tied into the Trans-Pacific Partnerships and all of the treaties that the trade treaties that everyone is starting to be pushed into, where you lose all of your sovereignty and you become a complete ward of the corporations. It's not even a ward of the state anymore. It's a ward of the corporations, which it always has been. They just use the government as a front piece, or as a diversion to where the real power and where the real influence and where the real decision makers come from. And it comes from part of it comes from the corporations themselves. This is why they had a big push to make a corporation a person. Because a person has special duties and rights. And it's, even though it is a person, it is not a living being. That's why I'm not a respecter of person. I respect people. Next article, real important one. Comes from, where does this one come from? Let me grab this one. This one comes from thealternet.com and says, arrested for what? The assault on our civil liberties rage on. Check out this article, really good one also. Next one comes from this one is about, here we go. This one is, did the FBI unleash a hacking army on Apple? Check out this article. Very, very telling. This one. Really good article. I like this article a lot. This article talked about why we should guard against military notions of immunity. And this talks about the immune system. Very, very, very good article. And I wrote in the art commentary, great article. It's a war because man is attacking your immune system daily. For every disease that man's created, God has made a herb to cure it. We need to remove ourselves from this synthetic realm and get back to the real nature of it all, and that being the ecosystem, which is the economy of sustainability, the ecosystem. Next article is a one that comes from CIA agents to troll alternative media sites and huge propaganda program. Check out that one also. Kind of goes along with the first two articles that we posted today. Very telling. Next one, real good article from, this one, where does it come from? WalkingTimes.com. A look inside the grassroots race to reforest the planet. That's a good article also. Next one comes from Walking Times also. Research is TV is an intellectual and socially dumbing down young children. The TV is intellectually and socially dumbing down young children. And my commentary on this was that smartphones are the same as TV, or smartphones are TVs, as well as it is the new way to use technology against people. Smartphones make people dumb. Very true. In so many different ways, because of the background radiation and the different things that it does through Wi-Fi and everything else. So all of these things are affecting us intellectually and socially. And it's breaking us down to where we no longer have relationships with people. We now develop relationships with an inanimate object. And this is the actual progression of the artificial intelligence era that we're in. And this is something that is not going to do well for us at all. It is actually going to cause our own systematic depopulation and demise. Next one we have coming from Sputnik News. Expanding global nuclear war case. Won't be long before it goes completely hot in this area, which will speed up globally. And this had to do with Tokyo sets up self-defense force post south of Japan. China disputes islands in the South Sea of China. This is all the militarizing that whole area, the South Sea of China. The Sea of Japan and all of these areas are now becoming militarized because of the overall global nuclear war that is going to be engaged in the very near future, in my opinion. And this is something that we have to stop ourselves by no longer giving into the system that is waging a war against us all and coming like the great werewolf. So, next article comes from Russia Insider, and it says, having failed to achieve any of the goals in Crimea, the West resorts to lying. So check out that article also. This next one is a really, really good article. It's a danger Ponzi scheme, the great Ponzi scheme of the global economy. This is one we're going to definitely spend some time with and go over because it's just too important. Chris Chris Hedge, who does this, man, is this guy. If you've never read any of his books, great, great writer out of the Boston area. He's done a lot of great work for humanity, and he puts out some really good stuff. And we're going to take a look at this article a little bit later on and see what it was talking about. Very, very telling. Great one. And then the next one that I post is a reposted because it's very, very important. And I said this one comes from investorsinsight.com. Foreign governments dump U.S. dollar at record pace, forecasting trends. Forecasting the trends. Very, very, very important. I posted that last week. So, so important. Next article comes from Reuters. And it says, exclusive, hedge fund Luxor Capital alters terms of withdrawal plans. And this was my commentary. You will see this happen to all tied up funds, which means if you don't hold it, you don't own it. You are starting to see the actual unfolding and unraveling of the economic collapse of the common man's economy. What they're basically said is that they will not allow their clients to withdraw their funds when they want them to. Why can they do that? Because you're not in control of it anymore. This is what happens when you have blind faith in the system. Blind faith is the first step to genocide. And this is what you're going to really start to understand what I'm talking about when I say that. Because the individuals that have their cash and their deposits, and they hired this company or bought this company's products and services in the market, as far as their mutual funds or whatever it is that they sell within the market, they are not going to allow their customers to withdraw their funds from the overall hedge fund company at all. They are going to dictate how you're going to be able to withdraw. And this is going to set precedents. There are some major precedents that has already been set from MF Global that was run by John Corzine, from Cyprus, from Greece, from Jeffries, from who else? It's been so many. Bernie Madoff, from so many things, from the credit bubble and housing collapse of 2008 when Congress had legislated that your pension funds are going to be subject to market loss. All of these things the precedent has already been set. Now you're about to see the proceedings. And this is the unfolding of the collapse that is of the common man's economy, and is going to adversely affect you all if you do not position yourself accordingly. This is why it's so important to remove yourself from the system. Next comes from IMA.ir, and this is says Iran developing into a regional economic power, Singapore Television. Really good article, tells you everything about the future, and I truly do expect that Iran will be a part of the BRIC nations in a relatively short time here. They will be another eye in the BRICS, and they will join the hundreds of other countries that are within the BRIC nations, and that is going to, because there is a move against the U.S. dollar, the U.S. financial system, the U.S. geopolitical system, and the overall standard of living and the facade and the fraud that the Western bankings have waged against the world. And this is all the setup. There is about to be a Jack Ruby incident, for a proxy is about to be slaughtered. And that proxy, this time Oswald, is going to be the whole U.S. economic system. So check out that article. Really, really important one. So getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show is going to be part two from yesterday's show, because we definitely have to talk about and finish talking about what we read on air from what's going on in Richmond, California. Very, very important. Oh, I didn't post. Oh, man, I made a mistake and deleted it from our posting today on today's show. But today's show is going to be about Richmond, California, and what this program really is. And then we're going to get into the importance of the Book of Enoch. We're going to hear some of the Book of Enoch. Very, very important book. And we're going to talk about why that is so important. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. This is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. And the hit star 61. I will see you in queue. And I'm sorry, I didn't post inside of Tando today that we were going to have a show. I did, but then I made a mistake, and I erased it, but that's okay. But we are here, we're live on air, and looking forward to having our show today. Very, very important one. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely, without a doubt, give us a call. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032 pound, 549032 pound. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I just got the posting that we have a live show on air, and I'm so sorry. I messed up earlier this morning when I was sending everything off. I forgot to put in – I made a mistake, and I deleted it because they double-fed it into Facebook, so – didn't put that we had a live show on today, so that's all right. But we're going to continue and move on for you all, because today is a very, very, to me, is a very, very important actual show because of what we read yesterday. So I want to pick up where we left off yesterday, and I want to give you the reasons why what we have here in Richmond, California, where the city has decided to start to pay people that they past felons and people that they know that are engaging in criminal activity. They are paying them $1,000 a month not to use, not to, in the article it says, not to kill anyone or to use a gun in a crime. They are actually paying people $1,000 a month not to use a gun or to kill anyone in the midst of a crime. Why is this significant? This is very significant because one person, as one person put it inside of Tando Radio Show, very true what they said. I'm not going to read the person's name, but had a comment. Let me move down to the comment so you can read it. Oops, here we go. There was a comment. And the comment basically said, and I want to just read this, if I could just move it down a little bit. Moving real slow. Let's go. Okay. Someone said, so they know who the killers are. Something is terribly wrong here. A trap. That's exactly what it is. It is a trap. We need to talk about why this is a trap and what this trap really means and why have and what is the history of this trap? Because this is nothing new. In the article, the person said they came up with this before. Yeah, right. This has been done throughout history. This is how you get the group ISIS. This is how you get the Taliban and the Mujahideen that was fighting the Russians in Afghanistan. This is how a lot of the proxy wars, this is how you had the establishment of the coup that took over in the Ukraine. This is how Chile happened. This is how so many places. There's nothing new about this. But see, the thing to us is because we're not studies of history is new to us. And then many of us look at this and say, oh man, that's a good idea. Are you out of your mind? Do you know what this really means? And we really need to talk about what this really means, where this is going to go. And I have full faith and confidence to say that because knowing history. And not only that, knowing who's behind this tells me everything. The system has never bought any real means of your prosperity. It only brings your death and destruction. And that has not changed and it will not change until they are no longer an influence on your life and everyone's lives around you, because they've been eradicated by choice of the people. I'm going to just say this. One of my favorite passages biblically is when after Jesus came out of the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and was tempted. Satan tempted him three times. Said, if you will bow down to me, I will give you all of this in the last. And what did he show them? Show them the world. Why? Because he couldn't lie. He's telling the truth. Controls the world. Controls the world economy. That was the only thing that is under that influence, is the world's economy. And he offered the world's economy. And Christ's response was, man can't live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. Why is that? Because every word that proceeds from God's mouth lives and is created to live sustainably. He was telling him, what you created has been manufactured and is false. It has no sustainability. This is why I said man can't live on bread alone. Why was bread used? Because bread is something that has to be, it's not naturally made. It's, you take natural ingredients and you can make it, but it's manipulated by man. It doesn't come out of, it doesn't come into the existence, into the ecosystem naturally. It is introduced, but we never really thought about it. because that was telling you it's not man's economy that can move me, but everything that proceeds out of God's mouth, because it lives in heaven abundantly, sustainably, in eternity. So why is that so important? That is so important because of this. This is exactly what you have been offered many times, many years, many moons ago and suns ago. And we continue to engage in this. This is a very, very deadly thing. One of the things in this article that was very telling, and you can see the evil hand of the past in the present, but more importantly, for where it's taking everyone in the future. This is what I believe that this is going to be. This is an infiltration of every community in this country. And they're doing it by various vast means, but doing it a little different in every community. This community that's over there, they're going to engage and infiltrate them in a different way than they're going to engage and infiltrate you. But this is the way they're going to gain entrance into this community, by this program. It's no coincidence that this program was devised in Richmond, California, which is a suburb of San Francisco and is also very close to Oakland, where the Black Panther Party was established. And the thing about this is because they understand in their overall data mining, when the Black Panther Party came about, they were monitoring them. They were put under observation under the clandestine program, and they started to evaluate and profile who these individuals in that area were and why they thought the way that they thought. One of the things about California is this: the people in California, and I know the people in California, one thing about them is this: it's the land that brought you, in our community, it's the land that brought you the Black Panther Party. And that Black Panther Party was such a threat to the establishment that they had to go all out to get rid of it, but subtly in very methodical moves to totally annihilate that organization. Why haven't other organizations gone the way that the Black Panther Party has gone? Because they're no threat to the government at all. As a matter of fact, that they're subsidized and is a subsidy of them. A subsidiary of the government. They do what the government tells them to do because they work for them. One of the things, you can look at some of the old standing organizations in this country that are so-called a part of our community, that so-called are the so-called leaders in this community. And I ask you this, why are they around now? Why are they still in existence? When there have been other organizations that are no longer in existence because they weren't created by the government. They were dismantled by them. This is why they chose Richmond. And it was no coincidence that you saw the celebrity agenda in that region recently at some major events. Why? Because they know what moves the people. Because they get the people to move. Hip hop was infiltrated and seized for the agenda of the standing agenda that we have that manipulates and enslaves the population of this world. That was one great indication as to why this was a part of a psyop operation by the government. Another indication was that if you read in the article, you heard when they said that they had psychologists and psychiatrists that were there evaluating and talking to the young man, but they were tricking them, but not telling them that they were psychologists and psychiatrists. Why is that so important? Because they were manipulating their thoughts. What does a psychiatrist do? Psychiatrist prescribes a synthetic drug that puts you in a state or alters your mind and changes your chemical balance, changes your natural mind. This is one of the reasons why the drugs have been so have actually been pushed into our community at the concentration levels that it has been, because this is all operating for the overall goal of the establishment itself. And they've been doing this for a very long time. They did it throughout human history. And if you know it, you can see where they started and where it grew from and how it's expanded and how it's been passed down. How they keep this as their legacy of control over everyday people. And these are the methods in which they do it. So what are they doing? They're having young men that grew up poor, grew up in a state of poverty, and the plight of their community had forced them into, yes, forced them into, or pushed them, coerced them, influenced, and made it easy through frustration, hunger, pain, and the lack of resources and the ability to be free, where people will give in to that. Why did they do that to them? Because their family members, there are many different people within their family line that were in those communities and have been poor their whole lives and without the necessary needs or the necessary resource in order to make decisions about prosperity instead of being a ward or of the state. So it was easy. It was a trap. And within this trap, they laid this trap, and people fell in the trap and have been fighting and struggling to get out. But in that whole time, there were trends that were established that people, it was easier for them to follow those trends. And they did it through so many different ways. Music and food being one. They poisoned the food, water, and they poisoned the music. And when you ingest poison, it starts to kill your body. Monsatan is experts at this. And you'll see their products all through. So now, what they did was this. They said, you know what, where we are in society, we know that we're going to bring about a collapse, and this is what we're going to need to be able to do, because I'm going to tell you something. Armies can never beat the people. There is no standing army that has ever defeated the people, and nor will it ever. What you have to do is you have to divide the people and have them fight themselves. Then they will be destroyed. They are practicing an asymmetrical warfare against every single person within our community today. And this right here is one of their Trojan horses, just like the refugee situation in Europe is another form of their Trojan horse. Why? Because it works. This is what they're doing. They took these young men that had a substantial criminal history. They allowed them to be indoctrinated. They created the environment for them to be indoctrinated, seasoned, and embedded into this culture. Or excuse me, not a culture, into this trend. And what they did is now they're going to infiltrate this by ways of a dollar. They're going to give them all the cash they need, all the drugs they need, all the women that they need, and all of the influence that they need from the destroyed self-esteem that the system had already devoured. And this is why their psychiatrists are there, to evaluate the different individuals that are within those groups, and they're going to mark the ones that are the ones that they will see will be the best fit for their operation. And what they're going to do, they're going to weed out the weak ones from the ones that they consider will be strong enough to be a part of their militia group. In this earlier this week, we talked about how the founder of Blackwater, Eric Prince, is going to probably be indicted and be under investigation. Why is that so important? Because he established a mercenary group. And they were using them throughout the world, and there's a bunch of different mercenary organizations. And if you know the evils that they would have been doing throughout this world, you would cry. They're going to do the exact same thing, but what this is going to be is going to be the backside of the mercenary groups. They got every community wrapped up tight for what they want to do. So now they're going to evaluate the individuals that they see potential in. And if you notice in this whole thing, they've said that they try to give it like they were doing something for them. They were giving them opportunity. And some of us read this stuff and was falling for it hook, line, and sinker. And what they were doing is they were going to take these individuals around the world. South Africa and Mexico was one. They always hide one place by another place that they want. You know what the real reason why they were taking them on these different places? Because they were taking them to be trained by some of the staunchest and most deeply rooted criminal organizations in the world. They were going to take them to Mexico for that training. Why Mexico? Do you know anything or know anyone from Mexico? And if you've ever spent any time with them and talked to them, they will tell you of the horrors that's going on with the Mexican government and then the gangs and the drug cartels. They are basically one and the same. And what they're going to do is they're going to take these young men, the ones that they've identified through their psychological profiles as ones that will be susceptible to their agenda, take them down to Mexico, and they're going to be trained. And it's going to go from $1,000 a month to $10,000 to $100,000 to $1,000,000. They're going to give them all of the drug influence and that they ever wanted. And they're going to give them directives as to what their orders are. Why did they pick these young men? Because they were turning warriors into soldiers. This is what this program is all about. It's more than just a trap. It's an infiltration. And what they're going to do, because of what is going to go on in this country, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. When this economy starts to collapse, there is going to be a so-called friend from a foreign friend that's going to come in, and they're going to say within our community, you know what? They've been doing you wrong. You need to come on our side. And they're going to annihilate groups of people just like they've done in the past. No, not just in Nazi Germany. They've been doing this throughout human history. They've been doing this for eons. And the demarcating line is always the population. How many people are on the planet before they start the process of depopulation? And they're going to have this foreign entity come in. And this foreign entity is going to look as if they are going to be a friend or an ally of yours. But what they really want to do is just bring the misery throughout this world and use this as a and use this as an example to the rest of the world. Look how Babylon has fallen. How many times does Babylon have to fall before we realize something? The whole thing is a charade. Babylon is everywhere, is their system. We're going to be made an example of. Because the agenda is to maintain control over the people of the world. They don't care about you because you white and American. That was the perception. They don't care about you because you were black and disenfranchised and American. That was a part of the program. But see, what they do is they get us in a fighting among ourselves so we can't see which way is up or which way is down. And we are thoroughly confused and we'll lash out at anything that seems plausible to us. When they will bring all of the plausibility to your table, they'll tell you who your enemy is. And when they tell you who your enemy is and you engage their enemy, that's because you're a soldier. And soldiers can't do what warriors think. And the bad thing about this whole program, it's going to go from Richmond to it's going to go to Washington, D.C. It's going to go to L.A. It's going to go to all of the major cities. It's going to go to Chicago. It's going to go to New York. It's going to go to Boston. It's going to go to Miami. It's going to go to Washington. It's going to go to Memphis. It's going to go to Dallas. It's going to go everywhere. Why is it going to go everywhere? Because at the moment that they need the people that will compromise their morality for someone else's agenda by way of, because they're psychotic, they're under mind control, they're addicted to drugs, they're addicted to whatever, they're addicted to cash, they're addicted to women, they're addicted to whatever their fetish is, whatever their flaw is, they will find it and they will actually use that against that person. And this, in the individuals, they will use them, train them up, and then they will set them loose on you. See, one of the things, this is a force known as a force multiplier. See, they don't need to have their tanks on the streets to destroy you. What they're going to do is what they saw work so well in Katrina. What they're going to do is they're going to destabilize the whole situation and then have their operatives work the chaos. And people will fall right in line. And these same individuals are going to come back and perform their operation, their operational orders on your community, on you, on us. Why? Because it's worked so well in the past. Whenever you get cash from the government, you are an operative, plain and simple. You may not know it, but you are, because that's how they see you and that's their agenda for you. They didn't pick you because you were pretty strong or whatever. They picked you because you were susceptible. And they're going to use this to the T. And when this economy collapses, there are going to be multiple threats out on the streets. They've already taught us how to behave on Black Friday. They've already taught us how to behave during a riot. They've already taught us how to behave when the EBT cards don't work. They've already taught us how to behave when we don't get what we want. They've already taught us how to behave and to engage when they come out with their ATVs. They're armored personnel carriers. ATVs. They've already taught you how you are to respond when the government is doing something that you don't like. They tell you what to do. They tell you to march. They tell you to petition. They tell you to vote. They tell you where to go and how to act. Why? Because they consider you the cattle that they lead. And this this here in Richmond, this program in Richmond tells you how close we are to this economic collapse. Because these individuals will be the operatives in our community stirring up the chaos by force and by fear. And why did they pick these individuals? They picked these individuals because they'd rather these individuals work for them than work against them. Some of our staunchest leaders, and I always believe in a leaderless movement. I'm going to rephrase that. Some of our staunchest warriors are in prisons because they will not bow to any man's laws or rules. Yes, they may have or may not have, which most likely they may not have. The whole thing is full of ubiquitous fraud because they were set up, entrapped. There was no laws that they really did violate, unless they violated the laws of taking from someone, taking from a living person, a living human being, attacking a living human being. That was the only thing, and that's a progression in crime. But see, this is all the setup. You see, there can be no government without law, and there can be no law about those that break it. People don't generally want to cause problems, but see, what happens is that in order for them to maintain the budget and the control over people, in order for them to rule over people, they gotta trick and trap people into breaking their laws. So there will be a reason for their existence. This is what this program, where they're paying $1,000 a month for people not to kill, because they're telling them that now, because this is the propaganda. They're telling you everything. They brought you out in a presentation, something that you could say is politically correct, but is morally wrong. Where is our antennas to this? Where? This is a very telling situation. And when we come back out of the break, got to sign back in. Once again, got knocked out. As usual. Give me one second. I'll be right back in, and then we're going to go to a commercial break. But this is telling as to where we are and how serious everything is. This is no conspiracy theory. This is the conspiracy agenda. This is what is being acted on. There's an action plan to this, and this is what is going to be used against us all. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, then hit *61. I will see you in queue and bring you up. Very, very important. Would love to hear from you. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of break, we'll talk on this a little more. Then we'll go into the second hour of this show. But this is critical in telling us everything out, where we are, and why we need to prepare ourselves accordingly. So we're going to go to a commercial break. Jump in on the conversation. Very important. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. I have a live show for you today. It's March the 29th, 2016, and we're talking about this operation, this PSYOP operation that's being targeted in our community, and it's targeting our community because the United States has one of the world's largest prison population, and it is the disparity of how many of our people are in those, a part of that population is the greatest, and there is per capita, and there is a reason for that. And let me tell you, the system never gives you anything. There is no deal that you can make with the devil without losing your soul. You know, one of the articles that I posted last week that plays right into this, I'm going to just say this. All wars are bankers' wars. And right now the banks are starting to thinking about this giving cash to people directly. This is one of the programs that they are going to fund, and they have institutionalized. This is what they mean about giving cash to the people. They're not doing that for you to get ahead. They're not doing that for you to be caught a part of a more sincere, benevolent system. They're doing that for measures and means of control. They are methodical in everything that they do. Nothing that they have done or will do can ever be trusted. It must be dismantled completely. At some point and some time, we have to pull the roots on this weed, this unnatural weed. And the way to do it, the force to use to do it, is not one that they prescribe to. It's not the one that they want you to engage in. It's the one that's the most powerful thing that you can do, and turn your back on it and give it no more of your energy, and it will die on its own. It needs you. It needs your energy, your blood, your sacrifice, your free will. It needs your life. And guess what? It will take all of it, and it's never enough. They have an insatiable appetite because they are inebriated in the wine of splendor. It's never, ever enough. One of the things that I posted We talked about it briefly of how the bankers want to now give cash out to people. They want to do that to destabilize the whole situation globally. And if you look throughout history, you can see how this has played out before. And what was done, there's always an operation. There are many operations that are being engaged right now. One of the past operations that I talk about was the Black Era of the Black Plague. And I want to tell you about that real quickly, just for this standpoint. They went through that in Europe because that was what they wanted to do because there was too many people. But see, what they told you was something totally different. They said the Black Plague happened because the people were unsanitized and there was too many people. No, it got too many people. Then they brought the unsanitary conditions because they created where people are to live, the plumbing system, the overall system and the conditions in which they will live by. And once that reached a threshold, the overall depopulation progress started, and all they had to do was just help it along. The exact same darn thing is right now. They got you believing in global warming. They got you believing that the world is overpopulated. No, it's overpopulated for their overall design and their capabilities to control it. It's not overpopulated because the earth can't sustain prosperity or sustainability, but see, they can't govern by this many people. Y'all get too loud when it's too many of y'all. Y'all start to get bold. Y'all start to ask questions. Y'all don't want to do what you're told to do. You get loud and unruly. And they want to treat you just like any other living being on this planet that they consider a pest or a rodent. Where the heck does that come from? A living being. But see, those are the nuisance to what their standard of living is. Just like you. And during the Black Plague, what they did, which was man-made and created. What they did was there was a depopulation program, and they depopulated Europe so much that after that period, right after the Black Plague, all of the people that survived, they did very well. Why? Because it was a whole lot easier to control people back then. And the overall living standards exploded. Why? Because everyone was so afraid of the Black Plague era that they would listen to whatever the authorities had to say just so that wouldn't come back. When the heck are we going to wake up to history and know what the heck is going on in the past and prevent what's going to go on tomorrow? And I tell you, Black Talk Radio Network, one of the few places where you can actually hear where the truth stands and how it stands alone. And it's so important that we understand this. It's so important that we take an interest in this from the standpoint of our existence. You can't have an existence of being comfortable. You have an ability to live prosperous and to have real prosperity. Not the one that the local prosperity message religion pushes, but the one that the great creator God Almighty so ordained that there isn't anything you have to do but to engage in it. And we won't even do that because we walked away from it. Instead of saying man can't live on bread alone, well, every word that proceeds out of God's mouth, we said, where do we sign? And once that signature was made, our children, that curse came onto our children and everything else. Why did it come onto our children? Because that's what our children thought was normal. But see, God's great creation in you tells you that is not normal. You have to re-sign that contract by saying, by turning off that unction that's in your spirit that tells you that no, this is not the direction that the great creator, or the mandate that the great creator insisted that we lived under. As a matter of fact, there isn't one. It's whatever we decide to develop. Because when you have that understanding, then there is no real reason for you to steal. Everything is there for you. But I'm going to tell you what changes that whole thing. It's when evil sets in and someone wants to take what someone else has and they want to make them work for them. This is why we have the enslavement paradigm that we have. And so many of us, as I said before, nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody wants to have one. We fall into that trap. And when we fall into that trap, that is the signature on the contract where we took the offering of the world and walked away from what proceeds out of God's mouth. What proceeds out of God's mouth? I'll tell you what proceeds out of God's mouth. The very thing that stopped the black plague. For every disease that man creates, God has made an herb to cure it. Called the ecosystem. It's called the system where your free will, your self-determining direction is yours to be shared and enjoyed and to establish a culture to pass on to your legacy. We don't have a culture anymore. We only have followed trends. Because the thing about culture that's so important is that all of the arts and the things that you've done in the past for your overall sustainable sovereign success and sustainability is the keys on how to do that. We don't have that anymore. Regardless of what they tell you in school, oh, black culture, oh, Hispanic culture, oh, white culture, this culture, there is no culture anymore except in few people that practice it and live by it. You don't know who they are. They stay away from you because you follow the trends. Why? Because we were born into these trends, but these trends have to be broken by us. And there's going to be a great opportunity to do just that. And these are the things that we have to start questioning. These are the things that we have to start to agendize. These are the things that have to become important to us, and it has to be a leaderless movement because God never made you to follow anyone. You were created to live free and independent of everything that you decide to leave free and independent in. So we have, as things start to unfold, we're going to have some great opportunities. But we have to look at who we are from a very sincere standpoint and throw out all of those things that we've been taught in defiance and to what the great creator, God Almighty, has created. Let me tell you how powerful God is. It doesn't matter what you decide to do. The great creator, God Almighty, doesn't need to save you. You were created. And then that free will is given to you to live that what was given to you how you see fit. If you choose to sign a contract of the world's economy and to live by that, great creator God Almighty is not going to go against you. And this is one of the reasons why we need to stop trying to make people do certain things. If God Almighty can't make people do things, what makes you think you can? What we need to, what is so important for us to do, is to realize who we really are and engage that power ourselves. Then your vision becomes totally different. You look at people with admiration and love. You don't look at things as a threat. You look at everything as a possibility, because all of the possibilities are there. They just haven't been engaged. So important. And now in this part of the show, I wanted to bring to everyone here at Tando Radio Show, the Book of Enoch. And this is one of the oldest recorded writings that we have. And it's really, really important, because this is one of the books that was excluded by the same institution that dictates and writes all of the charters and the process of learning for all of the colleges. This was taken out of and removed from as being part of the Bible, the Book of Enoch. Why was that done? Well, you have to ask that question. And I'm not quite sure how many of you have ever read the Book of Enoch, how familiar you are to the Book of Enoch, but there are many other books that were excluded because they gave too much information about certain things that they didn't want people to really know. They wanted people to really practice religion. They didn't want people to be spiritual. See, you can write all you want, but what's published and put out by man is at the hands of man. But the recordings and the records of people's experience is always at under the control of the influence and the authority that's given. And what do I mean by that? Churchill said it best. History will be kind to England because England will write it. What does that tell you? It tells you everything that you need to know, if you really question and look. But I wanted to bring the Book of Enoch because I think it's something that some of the things that in this journey, when we start to look at the power of ourselves, we need to draw from different things other than what the mainstream would try to push on us. Sometimes you're going to have to go into your own investigative process and journey if you want to find where the truth stands that you can see. I'll tell you why that's so important, because the truth will always stand. But the thing is, will you recognize it? And sometimes, because of the blinders that have been thrown upon us or cast upon us, it's very easy for us not to recognize the truth when it stands right next to us, or stands in front of us, or stands behind, or stands anywhere around us. Because we're too often given too much energy to the lies, the misconceptions, the deceit, the deception. So I want to introduce, and I wanted to play some of the Book of Enoch. And from time to time, I want to get through the whole thing. We're not going to play the whole thing today because it's relatively long. But it's something that I think in order for us to start to talk about things and start to look at things and start to question things, I think there is a good time for us sometimes to learn something that we may have not been taught in the past or introduced to or shown or even identified as a possibility. So this talks much of the great creations of the great creator God Almighty, not only here, but also throughout the universe, the living spirits and the living beings that are around us all the time. The thing is that we don't recognize them, not because they're not there, but because we're blind and we can't see. And we've chosen to engage in things where we won't be able to see. I mean, what we won't be able to decipher or be able to recognize things other than what we've already been taught to observe. Some of the things that the unseen is more real than the seen. And that's, in my opinion, is because we have turned off our ability to discern everything that is outside of our physical sense of sight. Because that's the weakest one of them all. So let's check out the book of Enoch. Here we go.
The Book of Enoch. The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous, who will be living in the day of tribulation, when all the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up this parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me, and from them I heard everything, and from them I understood as I saw. But not for this generation, but for a remote one which is for to come. Concerning the elect, I said, and took up my parable concerning them. The Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake. And great fear and trembling shall seize them unto the ends of the earth. And the high mountain shall be shaken, and the high hill shall be made low, and shall melt like wax before the flame. And the earth shall be wholly rent and sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be a judgment upon all men. But with the righteous he will make peace, and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them. And they shall all belong to God, and they shall be prospered, and they shall all be blessed. And he will help them all, and light shall appear unto them, and he will make peace with them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise and set in order each in its season, and transgress not against their appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it from first to last, how steadfast they are. How none of the things upon the earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is filled with water and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Observe and see how in the winter all the trees seem as though they had withered and shed all their leaves, except 14 trees which do not lose their foliage, but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years till the new comes. And again, observe ye the days of summer, how the sun is above the earth, over against it, and ye seek shade and shelter by reason of the heat of the sun. And the earth also burns with glowing heat, and so you cannot tread on the earth, or on a rock, by reason of its heat. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with green leaves and bear fruit. Wherefore give ye heed and know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth forever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year forever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him, and their tasks change not, but according as God hath ordained, so it is done. And behold how the sea and the rivers in like manner accomplish and change not their tasks from his commandments. But ye have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord. But ye have turned away and spoken proud and hard words with your impure mouths against his greatness. O ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no peace. Therefore shall ye execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration, and ye shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your names an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and by you shall all who curse, curse, and all the sinners and godless shall imprecate by you. And for you, the godless, there shall be a curse, and all the shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and peace and forbearance. There shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all of you sinners there shall be no salvation, but on you shall abide a curse. But for the elect there shall be light and joy and peace, and they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom, and they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness or through pride. But they who are wise shall be humble, and they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life. Nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath, but they shall complete the number of the days of their life. And their life shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied in eternal gladness and peace, all the days of their life. A fragment from the Book of Noah. And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Shemjazah was their leader, and said unto them, I fear you will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon, because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders: Shemjazah is their leader, Arakiba, Ramael, Kokabeel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakihol, Asael, Almaros, Batarel, Ananel, Zakiel, Samsapeel, Satarel, Turel, Jamjael, Sarael. These are the chiefs of tents. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them and to defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant and bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed all the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh, and to drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. And Azazel taught men to make swords, and knives, and shields, and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth, and the art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments and the use of antimony and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones, and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. Simjaza taught enchantments and root cuttings, Armoros the resolving of enchantments, Barakihol taught astrology, Kokabel the constellations, Ezekiel the knowledge of the clouds, Arakiel the signs of the earth, Shamsiel the signs of the sun, and Sariel the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said to one another, the earth, made without inhabitant, cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou. And all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel has done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn. And Simjaza, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates, and they have gone unto the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now, behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and making their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended, and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. And thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them, and thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One, spake, and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, go to Noah, and tell him in my name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole world will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Dudael, and cast him therein. And place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face, that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire. And heal the earth, which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth. Send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle, for length of days shall they not have. And no request that their fathers make of thee shall be granted unto them on their behalf, for they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, Go, bind Simchaza and his associates who have united themselves with women so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, till the day of judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. In those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end, and let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children, and all the days of their youth in their old age shall be completed in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it, and the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olive shall yield 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and all uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth, destroy from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration and praise me, and all shall worship me. And the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, and from all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment, and I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation forever. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing which are in the heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men, and truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world, and throughout all the generations of men. End of the fragment of Noah, Book of Enoch. Before these things Enoch was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he was hidden, and where he abode, and what had become of him, and his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the King of the Ages, and lo, the watchers called me, Enoch the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go declare to the watchers of heaven who have left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives. Ye have wrought great destruction on the earth, and ye shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children, the murder of their beloved ones shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity. But mercy and peace shall ye not attain. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds, and thou shalt not have toleration, nor request granted to thee, because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. Then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them, and they besought me to draw up a petition for them, that they might find forgiveness, and to read their petition in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For from thenceforward they could not speak with him, nor lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition, and the prayer in regard to their spirits and their deeds individually, and in regard to their request that they should have forgiveness and length. And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, to the south of the west of Hermon. And I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice came bidding me to tell it to the sons of heaven and reprimand them. And when I awaked, I came unto them, and they were all sitting gathered together, weeping in Abel-Jael, which is between Lebanon and Sennacher, with their faces covered. And I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep. And I began to speak the words of righteousness and to reprimand the heavenly watchers. The book of the words of righteousness and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers, in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with a tongue of flesh and with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith and understand with the heart. As he has created and given to man the power of understanding the word of wisdom, so hath he created me also and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, the children of heaven. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared thus, that your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has been finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you, and from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity, and in bonds of the earth the decree has gone forth to bind you for all the days of the world, and that previously you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and ye shall have no pleasure in them, but they shall fall before you by the sword, and your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own, even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written. And the vision was shown to me thus. Behold, in the vision clouds invited me, and a mist summoned me, and the course of the stars and the lightning sped and hastened me, and the winds in the vision caused me to fly and lifted me upward, and bore me into heaven. And I went in till I drew nigh to a wall which is built of crystals and surrounded by tongues of fire, and it began to affright me. And I went into the tongues of fire and drew near to a large house which was built of crystals, and the walls of the house were like a tessellated floor made of crystals, and its groundwork was of crystal. And its ceiling was like the path of the stars and the lightning, and between them were fiery cherubim, and their heaven was clear as water. A flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its portals blazed with fire. And I entered into that house, and it was hot as fire and cold as ice, and there were no delights of life therein. Fear covered me, and trembling got hold upon me. And as I quaked and trembled, I fell upon my face, and I beheld a vision. And lo, there was a second house, greater than the former, and the entire portal stood open before me, and it was built of flames of fire. And in every respect, it so excelled in splendor and magnificence and extent that I cannot describe to you its splendor and its extent. And its floor was of fire, and above it were lightnings in the path of the stars, and its ceiling was also a flaming fire. And I looked and saw therein a lofty throne, and its appearance was as crystal, and the wheels thereof as the shining sun. And there was the vision of cherubim, and from underneath the throne came streams of flaming fire, so that I could not look thereon. And a great glory sat thereon, and his raiment shone more brightly than the sun, and was whiter than any snow. None of the angels could enter and could behold his face by reason of the magnificence and glory, and no flesh could behold him. The flaming fire was round about him, and a great fire stood before him, and none around could draw nigh him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, yet he needed no counselor. And the most holy ones were nigh to him, and did not leave by night, nor depart from him. And until then I had been prostrate on my face, trembling, and the Lord called me with his own mouth, and said to me, Come hither, Enoch, and hear my word. And one of the holy ones came to me and waked me, and he made me rise up and approach the door, and I bowed my face downwards. And he answered and said to me, and I heard his voice, Fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. And go, say to the watchers of heaven, who have sent thee to intercede for them, You should intercede for men, and not men for you. Wherefore have you left the high, holy, and eternal heaven, and had lain with women, and defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, and taken to yourselves wives, and done like the children of earth, and begotten giants as your sons? And though you are holy, spiritual, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women, and have begotten children with the blood of flesh. And, as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also do who die and perish, therefore have I given them wives also, that they might impregnate them and beget children by them, that thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world, and therefore I have not appointed wives for you, as for the spiritual ones of heaven. In heaven is their dwelling. And now
okay, everyone, wanted to kind of end it there. That was the reading from the book of Enoch. Very, very important. And the reason why I wanted to play that, because we haven't really been actually introduced, many of us, to the book of Enoch. And it was originally a part of what we would say is the Bible, but it was taken out. And there's other books, very, very important books, that were not included. The book of Ruth, the book of Mary. There are many more, and they all tell of a very, very important story
and an important
time. And the book of Enoch is of the books that were not accepted, is one of my favorite, because the book of Enoch continues to play itself out to this day. And it's something that I think is good for us to know and to hear and to read. I would suggest this would be a reading for everyone to engage in the book of Enoch, because it speaks of the overall
unmuted
relationships between the universal life forces.
Brother
Some
Dave,
would call them. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Well, I mean, I know the answer, but I think the listening audience, when you say they, who took it out? Who took it out, and
yes,
why do you think they took it out?
Well, it was taken out by the very same institutions that actually mandate all of the so-called higher learning throughout this world. And it was taken out by the Jesuits in not permitting it to be canonized into
the
Holy Scriptures.
The Council of Nicaea, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. And that is, they didn't want the book of Enoch included, because they wanted to use, part of the agenda is to use that against humanity. And the book of Enoch actually talks about our connection with other living beings throughout this whole universe. And this is the watchers and things. And so, but I don't want to give too much of it away, because we definitely want to engage, and people can draw their own conclusions from this all. And I would just say the book of Enoch is very relevant today. One of the reasons why they invaded Iraq has a very direct relation to the Book of Enoch. And once you start to, when you engage in reading these things, that you start to see, and it's easy for you to put this all together, how this global dominance has been acquired, maintained, and the overall direction of it all. And it's really, really significant. Really, really significant.
Now, I have a question that I don't know the answer to, that just occurred to me. Now, I know the council or not, I don't know if I'm even pronouncing it right. Nicaea.
Yeah.
It's spelled Nicaea. N-I-C-A-E-A, if y'all want to look that up, the Council of Nicaea. Now, I know that was a convening under the Roman Catholic Church, but is that the same? Did they put the King James Version, all right, and where King James, you know, translated it to English or had it translated to English? So, I mean, are they one and the same, the book, the Bible created by the Council of Nicaea and the King James Version, which most of the Western world, so-called Protestant Christians, read?
You know what, Scotty, what my understanding was that they did that with the King James for a reason. And what happened with the Jesuits, and they are the governing authority, they are actually the military arm of the ritual practice that goes on there. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to completely confuse man and keep men from knowing and how to engage in the overall what God has given man to actually engage in. So this was all deceptive, and they brought about that version of it all so that they wouldn't have all of them put together, because when they do, people start to ask much different questions and aren't as easily deceived. Because the thing about, you know, if you look at the Roman Catholic Church, they have more books in their Bible than what, you know, Judeo-Christians have in their Bible. And there's, I believe it's 13 more books. And why they do that, in the Vatican, if you ever look at them, they always read in Latin. Everything is in Latin. Why is that? Because that is not a language, and it's also the language of the law. Because that is how they rule and control man. They don't want man, the everyday person, to know. So these were all from King James. And if you know about King James, you would really question, you know, a lot of things. You would say, wait a minute, this can't be what they're saying because of what this is. Because everything is a deception. Everything is a deception. So, yeah, it's deep. And as we go in this, I think you'll start to see a whole lot more, but it's very deceptive and kept from. This is why every archaeological find in this world is seized by the government, and it's seized by the government at the behest of the Vatican. But it's not just the Vatican. It's really the Jesuits of the Vatican.
To illustrate that point, we have a caller or listener, and he's called in to Black Talk Radio News a couple of times from the Virgin Islands. People might refer to it as the U.S. Virgin Islands, but it's a colony, and they do not refer to it as the U.S. They just call it the Virgin Islands. But he said that they had an archaeological discovery there of bones and whatnot of the early settlers on that island. And he was saying that, you know, it proves, you know, the exploration of Africans way before, you know, the Europeans and whatnot. He said the Smithsonian came in. And isn't the Smithsonian a wing of the U.S. government, or is it totally separate, or is there kind of like, you know, they get all their funding from the U.S. government? I'm not sure, but he said they came in and they closed off the site and they snatched up everything.
Because they have arrest powers, they have powers of, and they are under, they're a proxy of the Vatican, of the Jesuits in disguise. Yes. That's exactly who they are. And that's why the Smithsonian, because the libraries, one of the things, if you ever look at the Vatican, notice that the Swiss guard is at the Vatican, and is not the Italian guard, is not, you know, which it's in Italy, but it's not that. It's the Swiss guard is because of why Switzerland was created. And who Switzerland was created, and they guard the Vatican, not because they give a darn about the Pope, but because of what's in the library at the Vatican and what's in the archaeological vaults of the Vatican. They're there to maintain Switzerland's overall connection to what the Vatican and what the Jesuits know. And that is absolutely true. Any archaeological find anywhere on this earth, the governments will come in and take it, but it's really the Vatican, it's really the Jesuits that are seizing that, because they don't want you to know what it is that you are finding. And this plays out into everything. And it's so important that we do try to find out as much as we can, because what I found out in my investigation is that everything is that we've been taught are so many lies so that we won't be who the great creator intended us to be. And yeah, that it's huge. The whole world is Africa. Everywhere is Africa. And it's not even Africa. That's not the true name, but that's the one that we identify with. If you look at the whole world, you can see the splitting of the continents from Africa, South America, Central America, North America, Europe, the Middle East, Russia, China. You can actually see where they severed off from one place. And that place is what we know as Africa. So the whole world is Africa. Every place is. Very, very telling. And so we're definitely going to look at in this, and I hope everyone will really engage in the Book of Enoch, and then some of the other things that we're going to, I want to do it like 30 minutes at a time, or 25 minutes at a time, so it can actually you can actually hear it. And then I would definitely say find these books, because they are going to be gone in the future. They are going to be gone. You will see what is really going on, and you'll see how all of these governments are in one big fraternity under the four city states of the world, under a cultic practice. This is what the Nazis were. They weren't a political affiliated organization. They were a cult that was sanctioned by the Vatican. Look at Hitler. Look at how many times Hitler met with the Vatican and the connections there. You would be amazed. You will be amazed. And we're going to take a look at some of these things so that you know. These people don't scare me one bit, nor should they scare you or influence you or break fear into you to where you are afraid to speak, live, and create. That's what they want you to do. So, everyone, I hope you enjoyed today's show. We will be back a little bit. Let me see. Brother Davis I didn't know if you wanted to say something. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, if you wanted to chime in real quick, jump on real quick before we get out of here. I'm not quite sure if you wanted to. Let me check. Brother, Sister Davis, you there?
This is Brother Davis. I wanted to give a little connotation in reference to tomorrow night's show. Let me do say this. The concept of deception is really the tool they use, and that is why fear must be perpetuated at this point now, because they're at a point in which they are losing their grip. And the reason why is because people are waking up. Why? Because they're going to shows like Candle Radio, and they're tapping into essences of self, which is the key to the secrets, and they know that. As we begin to move forward, I've slowly took you through different levels of understanding the importance of just that. So I moved you into understanding how to connect self with your own control on a conscious level, meaning in your daily day movement. Now I'm moving you into the spiritual aspects of meditation in order so that you can literally transform your subconscious self into your conscious self. But that requires a lot of deep cleansing. Tomorrow night's show is going to be about putting yourself in a meditative state in order to start your cleansing process through affirmations as well as trans affirmations. That means that when you are in your state of meditation, you can add those affirmations underlined into your meditation so that that cleaning process can start and take place in your subconscious. Because we have, because of the deception, have been so inundated with material that is unnecessary for us as cosmological beings that we cannot develop to be the divine beings along the path of natural growth. So I'm hoping you could put those pieces together along with the things and the shows the way I've been presenting them, because tomorrow night's show and the meditation will be based on how to plant the seeds of cleansing yourself and replacing that waste material with positive affirmative material in order for you can be the proper vessel that you were designed to be as divine human beings. Look forward to tomorrow night's show. Great show tonight, Dave. And information is always off the hook. Peace.
Peace, Brother Davis. I can't wait for tomorrow. I will definitely be there. Much love to, and respect to you and Sister Davis. Much love and respect to all of you listening to Tando Radio Show. Just want to say thank you for listening. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. Until tomorrow, we'll talk to you soon. Much love, much respect. Peace. Thank you so much, Scotty. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, and brother, all the brothers and sisters out there. Much love, much respect. Talk to you later. Peace. Good night.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.